With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel and terror group Hamas reach a deal to release hostages. The deal would include a multi-day ceasefire and the release of 50 women and children held by Hamas. Republican Senator Tom Cotton says he doesn't believe China will live up to its promises made during President Biden's recent meeting with Xi Jinping. Cotton tells Salem Radio Network that China has a long history of making promises only to break them in a few years.
Another example of granting concrete concessions for ephemeral promises. President Biden agreed to take some, remove some sanctions, and Xi Jinping simply promised to stop shipping fentanyl precursor chemicals to Mexico.
Also at SRNnews.com, used home sales hit the skids last month,
tumbling 4.1% from September, according to the National Association of Realtors, which says existing home sales dropped to their slowest pace in more than 13 years. Rising prices combined with higher mortgage rates get the blame, keeping many would-be home buyers on the sidelines. October sales sank 14.6% compared with the same month a year ago. Rich Thomason reporting.
A report on when the roads and skies will be the busiest this holiday week.
So many of us are going to be traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday that we're expected to break records. 55 million of us, says the AAA. Roads are likely to be the most congested tomorrow. The busiest days to fly will be today and tomorrow and the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
A lower price at the pump is giving Americans something to be grateful for this Thanksgiving. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular gas is about $3.31, 25 cents less than a month ago and 36 cents less than a year ago. This is SRN News. America's churches are opening their doors for Thanksgiving.
It's an annual tradition, houses of worship providing free meals to those in need at holiday time. At Myrtle Grove Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Wilmington, North Carolina, the feast begins at 5:30 on Thanksgiving Day. They start serving at 1 p.m. at the Altar Church in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And in Clinton, Oklahoma, Cornerstone Church will offer Thanksgiving dinner with all the trimmings beginning at 11 a.m. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York University will open a new center designed to study and combat anti-Semitism next year. The announcement comes even as NYU is hit with a lawsuit by Jewish students who say the school allowed a hostile, discriminatory environment to exist that it violated their civil rights. The complaint stems from a rash of anti-Semitic demonstrations that took place at NYU and other universities. This is SRN News. Wall Street ends lower following its big rally over the past several days.
Wall Street drifted to a lower close following a strong rally that had vaulted the market to its highest level since early August. The S&P 500 fell 0.2% Tuesday. It was only the third loss in the last 17 days for the benchmark index. The Dow fell 62 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 0.6%. Lowe's and Best Buy both sank, despite reporting stronger profit for the latest quarter than analysts had expected. Each company cited challenges ahead and cut their forecasts for the full year. Treasury yields were relatively steady following the release of the minutes from the Federal Reserve's latest meeting on interest rates. Seth Sutel, New York.
Actress Susan Sarandon's being dropped by her agent. Page Six reports the 77-year-old was dumped following an anti-Semitic speech at an anti-Israel rally. More details at SRNnews.com.